You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Philippa Hitchin. Pope Francis visits Rome's synagogue on Sunday to meet with leaders and members of the local Jewish community, including several Holocaust survivors. During the afternoon event, the Pope will pay tribute to the 2,191 Jews who were deported by the Nazis in Rome in October 1943, as well as to a young boy who was killed during a terrorist attack on the synagogue by Palestinian gunmen in 1982. His visit marks the third time a pontiff has been invited to the synagogue, following on from the visit by Benedict XVI in January 2010 and the historic encounter of Pope John Paul II with former Rabbi Elio Toaft there in 1986. Sunday's visit follows on from the publication last December of an important new document from the Vatican's Commission for Religious Relations with Jews, exploring the theological developments during the past half century of dialogue between Catholics and Jews. Father Norbert Hoffman is secretary of that commission. He talked to me about the importance of Pope Francis's visit to the synagogue and his hopes for the future of the Catholic-Jewish relationship.
It's not the first visit of a pope to the Roman synagogue. You know, John Paul II and Benedict XVI, they visited a synagogue. It's the third pope, so we are starting a good tradition. So I hope the next popes will also go to the Roman synagogue. And this visit is, let's say, very important because it's a sign that Pope Francis wants to deepen and to foster Jewish-Catholic relations. And his main focus is to deepen the friendship between the Jewish people and the Catholic ones.
As you say, he has already strong friendships, doesn't he, with Jewish leaders back in his native Argentina. What specific characteristics do you think is he bringing to this Jewish-Catholic dialogue?
I would say that's in his DNA to have Jewish friends. In Buenos Aires, he had Jewish friends and he visited synagogues and he celebrated Jewish feasts together with his friends. And he's continuing this job here in Rome on an international level.
He'll also be meeting, won't he, with Holocaust survivors at the synagogue. How important is this continual reminder, not just of individual suffering, but of the suffering of the Jewish people as a whole?
The Shoah was a very decisive experience for the Jewish people, a pillar of identity. And the suffering of the Shoah is still the suffering of the Jewish people, and therefore it's very important that there are people who survived the Holocaust greeting the Holy Father. It's a sign of reconciliation.
He also met people who had survived the Holocaust during his visit, of course, to Jerusalem,
yes.
Didn't he?
Yeah, if you remember the speech of Yad Vashem in 2014, in May 2014, he spoke about Abel in the "Where is your brother?" This was really a poetry, it was a poem. Where's your brother? And people are doing one to the other one evil things. So what's the sense of this suffering? He spoke about that at Yad Vashem.
The visit to the synagogue here follows the publication of an important document from your commission, doesn't it, about Jewish-Catholic relations?
This is, let's say, the first document with explicitly theological issues. And it's the fourth document of our commission. The first two documents had practical issues in mind, and the third document dealt about the Shoah. And this document wishes to deepen the theological dialogue. That's also a goal of Pope Francis. And I hope that this document will help to deepen and to foster the theological dialogue with the Jewish people.
Can we say in this sense that it is substantially altering the tone of the relationship in a sense?
I would say yes. You know, now we wrote down what we are doing for years. And it's better to have a document, to have something written so that the people can be sure of what will happen in the future. So, and therefore this document, according to me, is very important.
The document insists that there can be no such thing, no attempt by the Catholic Church to convert the Jews. And yet there are many Catholics that still have difficulty with that compared to Jesus' command to go and evangelize all people.
You know, we have a lot of Catholics. We have also a lot of opinions within the Catholic Church. But this is a binding document of our commission. It was approved by the Doctrine of Faith Congregation. It was approved by the Pope. So
It was only 6 months ago that many Jews were angered by the Vatican's official recognition of the state of Palestine. Do you hope that this visit to the synagogue and the Pope's words to the Jewish community here in Rome can somehow serve to calm those fears, whatever they may be?
It was not the first time that the Holy See recognized in this sense the so-called state of Palestine. But now there was a document signed between the Palestinian Authority and the Holy See in favor of the Catholic communities that are present in the territories. It's clear that for the Jewish people, an issue like that is not easy to see as a normal diplomatic event. For us, it's a normal diplomatic matter, nothing else.
Do you hope that this theological dialogue that, as you say, is intensified by the most recent document, can this theological dialogue in any way help to inform or inspire a political solution to the Palestinian-Israeli conflict?
That's my experience, that our religious dialogue can help, let's say, to have an influence on the political situation or the political discussions. It's not an influence one-to-one, but if you create an atmosphere of friendship regarding theological dialogue, it has an influence also on the political questions. I hope always that the situation will improve in Israel-Palestine, but what we have to do is to pray for peace in this area of the world.
My thanks to Father Norbert Hoffmann, Secretary of the Vatican's Commission for Religious Relations with Jews.